Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. We're with you today on an early Thursday afternoon to go over a strong slate of NBA action tonight. As first, I want to remind you, though, about basketballnews.com. We are the one-stop shop for everything NBA and basketball itself. We cover college basketball, NBA draft, every angle of the NBA with extremely high analysis, the best in the business, in my opinion, an all-star staff. You want to get in the actual list at basketballnews.com. Make sure you subscribe to the basketballnews.com podcast network. You can hear Nothing But Bets, but also all the other podcasts are on network as well. So make sure you're tuned in all around the platforms for basketballnews.com. And let's go ahead and dive in to Thursday's slate today, a huge one in the association ramping up for the playoffs. And let's go ahead and dive into it. Our first game up, the Charlotte Hornets hosting the Orlando Magic. The Hornets are 13.5-point favorites today over the Magic in Charlotte. I love the Hornets in this spot. I think we see big games from LaMelo Ball, Terry Rozier, Miles Bridges. This fast-paced, high-octane attack from the Hornets, I think, will be too much for this Magic team to handle as they prepare to end their season here in a few games. This Hornets team is trying to ramp up for the play-in game. They are locked in to a play-in spot, so we know for sure they'll be in that. They're trying to get fine-tuned and ready to go for that. So I think we see the Hornets come out with emphasis early on in this game and kind of take it to the Magic early and often. So I'm going to hammer here Hornets minus 13.5 over the Magic. And now let's go on to our next game here, the Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Boston Celtics. The Bucks are 9-point favorites today over the Celtics in Milwaukee. I'm with the bettors here. I love the spread. I think we're getting good value still at -9 with the recent injuries for Boston. I think we see the Bucks really take it to the Celtics today at home. It's going to be a championship-like environment in Milwaukee for the defending champions. Like, we see Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, Jrue Holiday all go off in this one. Obviously, you'll have to see how the injuries shake out for Boston today. There's a couple guys questionable, but even still, I love the Bucks in this spot. I think we see Milwaukee really show why they're fine-tuning themselves into being a legitimate championship contender once again. I have a weird feeling we're going to see Suns versus Bucks part two here in June. If that's the case, that's going to be an all-time classic. But for this game tonight on Thursday, I love the Bucks to win big by double digits. So let's go ahead and lock in Bucks -9 and move on to our next game here. A huge game in the Eastern Conference. The Philadelphia 76ers at the Toronto Raptors. The Sixers are 2-point favorites on the road today in Toronto against the Raptors. This is an interesting one because, quite honestly, the spread last night was Toronto -1.5. Now it's Philadelphia -2. So a lot of money coming in with Philadelphia's plus betting. Now we get Toronto on that side. And even still, even as 1.5-point favorites last night, I love the Raptors. I think we're getting amazing value here now with Toronto as the underdog in this game at home and the plus money line as well, +108 money line, +2 on the point spread. I like the Raptors outright in this one tonight, folks. I think Toronto is very slept on the Eastern Conference right now. They have so much good two-way versatility. Pascal Siakam is playing at an all-NBA level. Fred VanVleet, OG Anunoby, Gary Trent, Scotty Barnes. So many good players on this Raptors team. If they add one more piece this next offseason, they're going to be really, really good. And that's going to be a lot of fun to watch Toronto. But they are definitely ahead of the process right now. And I love them tonight. I think they match up very well against Philadelphia. James Harden's been struggling as of late. Joel Embiid's going to get his for sure. But I think we see Toronto win this game. I'm going to go outright and throw a dart here and take the Raptors at home as underdogs to win outright, the +108 money line. So let's take Raptors +2 on the point spread and move on to our next game here. A huge spread on the board here in the Bayou. The New Orleans Pelicans hosting the Portland Trailblazers. The Pelicans are 16-point favorites today over the Blazers in New Orleans. This is going to be a blowout, folks. I think we're seeing the Pelicans really tune themselves up themselves for a play and run. Willie Green, the former Suns assistant coach, went to New Orleans this year. 1-12 start for the Pelicans. Now they are officially in a play-in spot, playing 500 basketball the rest of the season, even without Zion Williamson the whole season, even without Brandon Ingram for some stretches. The CJ McCollum trade really changed things for the Pelicans. And Willie Green, I think, has his veteran voice in the locker room in CJ McCollum that the whole locker room is respects. Brandon Ingram is doing very well in the system too. And I can't imagine how fun it will be once Zion Williamson is back for the Pelicans, if he does indeed return. But for this game, I mean, we see the Pelicans really hammer this tanking Blazers team into a pulp early and often. This Blazers team has so many injuries, so many guys traded away like McCollum. I think we see McCollum have a big game tonight against his former team and a rout for the Pelicans. So we're going to take, even the 16-point spread is huge here. I like it to cover. So we're going to take the Pelicans -16 over Portland tonight. And now move on to a very underrated game for Thursday's slate. The Minnesota Timberwolves hosting the San Antonio Spurs. The Wolves are 8-point favorites today over the Spurs in Minnesota. Like I mentioned, by the way, for those wondering, I have a new weekly spot on the sports grid for basketballnews.com and Nothing But Bets. Great stuff they do over there. Ben Stevens actually was a former colleague of mine at the Locked On Podcast Network. We've both gone in different things and better environments. But it's kind of cool. Me and Ben have reconnected in that way. So every Thursday morning, you can go on Sports Grid. You can hear them, listen to them. And we have every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. I'm on every single day Eastern time. So that'll be a fun thing to do. But for this one, we talk about this Timberwolves-Spurs matchup. The Wolves are 8-point favorites in this one over San Antonio. And I think quite honestly, like I mentioned to Ben on Sports Grid today, I think Minnesota just stylistically matches up very well against San Antonio. Karl Anthony Towns spreads the floor against Jakob Poeltl. DeJounte Murray gets kind of stymied a little bit going up against guys like D'Angelo Russell and Anthony Edwards. Patrick Beverley's a pest, as we all know. Jaden McDaniels and Jared Vanderbilt, very switchy, lengthy forwards who would contest Keldon Johnson and Devin Vassell. I just think, quite honestly, the firepower on Minnesota's side is too much for the Spurs to handle. If this was a seven-game series, I would pick the Wolves to win in like five or six games. I just think they have the more talented team here. I think they flexed their muscles a bit tonight in a potential play-in preview. So I'm going to take here the Timberwolves to win and cover the 8-point spread at home. So let's lock in Wolves -8 over the Spurs. And move on to our next game here, another great one tonight. The Denver Nuggets hosting the Memphis Grizzlies. The Nuggets are 4.5-point favorites today over the Grizzlies in Denver. The altitude, I think, is going to play a factor tonight, and then the Nikola Jokic MVP factor will play huge tonight, in my opinion, because Nikola Jokic is carrying this Nuggets team. I mentioned again on Sports Grid earlier this morning that if I had a vote for the MVP, which I wish I did, but I think quite honestly, we're going to see Nikola Jokic get his second MVP in a row. Just what he's doing this year, obviously Joel Embiid's been super impressive. Devin Booker's making a late surge. Giannis Antetokounmpo, obviously he's making a run for his third MVP, but Nikola Jokic put up even better numbers or almost identical or even better across the board than what he did last season. Even though he doesn't have Jamal Murray, even though he doesn't have Michael Porter Jr., those his second and third best players in the roster for the entire season. It's rather incredible what Jokic is doing, carrying this Nuggets team to a likely top six seed in the Western Conference this year, maybe even higher than that. So I love Nikola Jokic in the MVP race. I think we see Jokic really go off in these last seven games. Over his last seven games, he's averaging 36 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 assists. I think we see a monster game from Jokic tonight. It's a Grizzlies team that isn't playing for much. They're locked into the 2 seed. So I think we see Jokic kind of go off in this one and kind of have an MVP-type performance here to show up for the voters in the NBA. So I love the Nuggets tonight at home against a Grizzlies team who is looking more towards the playoffs at this point in long-term longevity. So let's take the Nuggets behind a big Nikola Jokic game. Nuggets -4.5 in Denver. And move on to our final game of the schedule for Thursday's slate. The Golden State Warriors hosting the Los Angeles Lakers. The Warriors are 13-point favorites today over the Lakers in San Francisco. Obviously, LeBron James is sitting out tonight, as is Anthony Davis. I believe Russell Westbrook is sitting out tonight as well. The Phoenix Suns eliminated the Los Angeles Lakers on Tuesday night in Phoenix. It was a bloodbath. The Suns have beaten the Lakers 7 times in a row, 6 by double digits. This Lakers team is one of the most disappointing scenes I've ever seen in the NBA for a team so hyped up entering the preseason, not even to make the play-in tournament. Just absolutely embarrassing for the Lakers. Huge changes coming for them. I imagine Frank Vogel will be fired soon. Maybe you trade away Russell Westbrook. Maybe even Anthony Davis is on the table. But I wrote all about just the emotion and the reaction over on basketballnews.com from the Suns shellacking of the Lakers. So go check out my story on basketballnews.com. But for tonight's game against a Lakers team now who is not even playing their best players, this Warriors team needs to find some rhythm before the playoffs. They are entering in as a top 3 seed alongside the Grizzlies and Suns. But if I had to bet today, I don't think Golden State makes the conference finals. I think they get eliminated by Memphis in the semifinals. I think Grizzlies are the better team right now. I think they have the star power and John Morant to go with Stephen Curry. I think there'll be a very entertaining series to see whoever plays the Phoenix Suns in the Western Conference Finals. But I have the pick today on April 7th. I would go with the Grizzlies because they've been more consistent. They've been even playing better without John Morant through injuries. The Warriors have been awful when they don't have Draymond Green for stretches, when they don't have Stephen Curry for stretches. This Grizzlies team is very deep as well. The Warriors are, but they're very inconsistent. So if I had to go in that direction, I would lean towards the Grizzlies right now for the second best team in the West. But the Warriors need to find some rhythm here before the postseason begins. I think we see a shellacking tonight against this Lakers team just to rub it in their faces more from Golden State in a big game where I think Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson go off. So let's lock in here. Warriors -13 over the Lakers. And that wraps up our seven-game slate in the NBA tonight. As always, closing out the show, here's my picks against the spread, and it is as follows. Hornets -13.5 over the Magic, Bucks -9 over the Celtics, Raptors +2 over the Sixers, Pelicans -16 over the Trailblazers, Timberwolves -8 over the Spurs, Nuggets -4.5 over the Grizzlies, and Warriors -13 over the Lakers. So appreciate everyone listening, and as always, to the podcast, where you guys every single day, Sunday through Sunday, to give you the NBA betting edge before tip-off, picks against the spread, player prospect comeback very soon. I promise that we're working on something where we can't wait to announce it here very soon. But in the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets for a very enticing Thursday slate in the association, and happy betting to you.